Vice Admiral Christian Bergman stepped next to Nash's command chair, and the two officers shared a silent moment, gazing out at the unbelievably massive structure outside the ship. Bergman was the ship's captain, and as such, had his own command chair at the starboard side of the bridge. "Makes us all look small and insignificant, doesn't it, Chris?" Nash said, taking his eyes from the viewport. "Yes, sir. It's almost impossible to imagine something that big could exist. Did you know that even at this distance, the section of the ship we can see here could hold 1,000 Earths? Damn, that's big. And here we are, not even the size of Earths by comparison, attempting to impact the affairs of the galaxy." "Waxing philosophical tonight, are we, Admiral?" Bergman said with a smile. Nash chuckled and broke his attention from the viewport. "Bloody well have to in the presence of that." He then cast his gaze across the vast, ship-wide expanse of the nearly deserted bridge. It was just past 0300 hours, and only the midwatch was at their stations, along with the two highest-ranking officers of the fleet. "How's the boring coming along?" Nash asked, as he fought back an all-consuming yawn. The struggle only contorted his face into a palsy-like mask of hideous proportions, and infected Bergman a moment later with an unabashed yawn of his own. "Damn, it's lit," he managed to say, his eyes now watering and his narrow face flushed from the effort.
"The boring is coming along fine, Admiral. We're nearly through, and the opening appears to be holding. However, it won't last for more than a day. I have follow-up ships in the tunnel now clearing up the stray material that's trying to fill the gap. We should be able to begin the transit in another 4 hours."
Nash noticed that Bergman was taking an inordinate amount of pride in the progress of the boring ships. Even though he already had his considerable duties as captain of the Trident, Bergman had insisted on supervising the boring operation himself. It was because of his name, the Vice Admiral had told him. In German, the root origin of the surname Bergman came from the word for miner, and the 52-year-old German was in the process of creating the longest, widest tunnel ever constructed. When done, the opening through the Dissian shield would be 3,000 miles wide and 16 million miles long. Nash marveled at Bergman's energy and enthusiasm. It was a common trait of nearly every German he had ever met, even though technically the country of Germany no longer existed. Neither did England, for that matter. Now the Earth was one big happy family, simply humans, one and all. At least, that was the goal. The peoples of the Earth still voluntarily segregated themselves into ethnic groups. That was something impossible to overcome with the stroke of a pen. Yet Admiral Nash knew that as long as an enemy existed outside the planet, then they were all humans at this moment in time, with no regard for race, nationality, or even religion. Fighting aliens for a living had that effect on people. "Better try to get some sleep, Chris," Nash told his subordinate. "Tomorrow's going to be a busy day."
"And of course, fleet admirals don't need something as mundane as sleep themselves, now do they?"
"That luxury went away with the promotion, Admiral, which I imagine applies to lowly ship's captains as well."
"There'll be time enough to sleep when we're all dead and buried. Until then, I don't want to miss a thing."